Test, test. This okay?
Yep.
All right. Alyssa's off today, right?
Yeah.
Shit. Cold, Eddie.
Yeah, it is a little chilly, huh?
Yeah. So I gotta go on
Instagram. Damn, Eddie.
Yeah, right. What?
Eddie always has a scratchy throat.
You okay, Eddie?
Yep.
He looks dark again. Yeah, he's breaking.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so dark.
You're dark. Not, am I? We're not dark.
Yeah, we're fine. All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And here we are.
So loud.
Eddie, the disappearing man.
Am I too loud? Am I too loud?
I think you're fine.
Now it is. At first, it was really loud.
Eddie's hard one. Yeah.
Eddie,
what's going on with this?
Eddie's just like disappearing into his background.
How does that help you? Is it good? Oh, what? Can't hear. That thing is a heart monitor, right? Like blood pressure or something like that. Is that what that thing is for? Mm-hmm. That thing on your watch? Is it a watch?
Oh yeah, it's a watch.
Is it one of those Apples?
Mm-hmm. It's an orange.
For somebody who's not into social media, they got the.
He's got all the tech, but not a.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, welcome to the show.
We'll see if Eddie survives.
Oh, I hope so.
Stay tuned until the end.
Why wouldn't Eddie survive?
Stay tuned.
Well, he'll get the alert that he's dying, so.
Okay, so
my watch is
going on before we start. We usually have our interviews in the beginning of the show, but this one's going to be later in the hour, so. Anybody that's waiting for Evangeline to come on? She'll be on about 10 o'clock our time, Pacific time. You know when you tell people Pacific time, they don't know what that is. You have to actually tell them the state. And then they go, well, what is that?
What
is that, Central or Pacific? Or?
Thank you, U.S. school system. So, you know, people can't learn 4 time zones.
Yeah, like if you're... The Midwest is central. What is that called? What is the middle of the United States called? Is that the Midwestern?
So it's Eastern all the way to the East Coast, but I don't know how far. Then it's the Central, then it's the Mountain, and then it's Pacific with Alaskan and Hawaiian rounding up the U.S.
We're Pacific, right?
We're Pacific.
We're Pacific, Eddie.
We're the Pacific.
So,
Pacific is almost kind of the easiest because I think it's mostly the... 3 states that border the Pacific. So Washington, Oregon, California, and every once in a while, I think when it's daylight savings time, it's also Arizona. Otherwise, Arizona's in mountain.
Okay. All right, we're good.
All right, you finally caught up, Steve?
Yeah, it takes me a while to do this shit. Okay, let me see here. Here we go. Our guest isn't coming out till later, so... Okay, first of all, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, but do you guys have those Ring cameras? Anybody?
No.
I don't.
Any kind of surveillance type cameras?
I tap into the Department of Defense satellites so I can see everyone.
I'm talking about for your own place, of your own where you live. Jesus.
Oh, boy. Okay, there Taylor Swift, you can take a joke. Jesus.
Oh, here we go. What is this guy? Oh, yes or no? Do you have?
No, I don't. I think I already said it.
Eddie?
I don't have it either. No.
Okay. Well, I do. Okay. I need to protect myself. Okay.
We know why you got it.
All the loot. Yeah. That's right. You guys know why I got it. Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me, Alberto.
What?
We're gonna go through that. I didn't put that on the show notes. We discovered something. See, we got so much to talk about. Now I'm happy. So anyway, I helped somebody find their doggy on the If you have Ring cameras or security, home security, they have this community where you could join on the social media. It's kind of like on Facebook. Like, say you live in a town like La Habra. Well, they have a La Habra city page where everybody in La Habra, they'll join it. And if something's going on, like a shooting or a robbery
or lost dogs,
you know, they post it or are found. Well, Ring has their own community, and it's on the Ring on your phone on the app. So my neighbors lost their dog, and they told me, hey, have you seen our dog? And no, I didn't see it. So I figured they'd find it because it's usually running around the block, you know, and it comes home. Well, the next day I saw them out, and they were posting like little flyers up. And I took my dog for a walk later, and I saw them, those little flyers they were putting on cars. And I go, oh, they didn't find their dog.
And so they took them all down.
So I go, you know what? I always, on the Ring thing, it's always going off. It's always going off that there's found dogs. There's, have you seen my dog? And so I put it up there. I go, you know, I'll give it a try. Put it up there. I was look first thing you look to see if there's any post about it. And there was a post on there that said found little dog. And it matched the description. But it said it looked like it was injured, hit by a car or something like that. I was like, oh, man. So I went across the street to my neighbors. I go, hey, I go, I think I might have found your dog. Can you have a picture? You know, I can send him a picture. And I go, was it injured or anything? And I, no, it's just old. It had a limp from just age. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, okay. So I went and I sent the picture, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty positive this is the dog. So I told them, they're all happy, you know. So anyway, when we all finally got together, the person was at work. We had to wait till nighttime. So this family had to wait another 6 or 7 hours before they get their dog back, right? And apparently the people that had the dog was the people behind my house. Remember where Brutus lived? Or what was that dog? Remember when you guys came over to my house?
Yeah. Bo and Luke?
Bo and Luke, yeah. Well, Bo, it's that house. So they came around and gave him the dog back, and everybody was happy. And that Ring thing, I do like that community, because everybody seems to be on that thing, except you two.
I'm sorry, we're not cool.
It's not cool, it's just... I never use it. I always see it, and I go, you know what? I'm going to go on there and see if... Because they must have posted it in all these other apps, you know, of the city and everything. And I went and I saw a little white dog missing.
A neighborhood watch?
It's like a neighborhood watch, but it's on a Ring. It's on their own Ring. Yeah.
The Ring community?
So, if you guys have that, it's a pretty cool little thing, you know? A lot of people are on it, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd share that. See, Eddie, I'm a good Samaritan.
Yes, you are.
Trying to help out somebody that lost their dog. And
Look for Maximus, see if you see him.
Oh, that's right, huh? You know what? I didn't even think about it. What, if I found him, would you be happy?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to look. He's a little guy, right?
Yeah, he's a little Shih Tzu.
That's a Shih Tzu? Is that what it really is? I thought it was a Chihuahua. Yeah.
No, it's Shih Tzu.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Shih Tzu.
Well, Eddie, it's been quite a while. I don't know. I'll try, but...
I don't think Maximus wants to be found. He probably has a better home now.
Probably eating ribeye steaks and...
His new family treats him like a king.
In doggy heaven.
He sees Eddie show up. He starts crying. Oh, no. I got to go back to that Alpo.
Yeah, there you see a group page
outside.
Randy says a group page to what? What does that mean?
Like the community thing is probably like a group page,
it's like a group page.
Yeah, like a group page.
Yeah, it's like on Facebook. If like say Randy, you live in La Puente, and you go on Facebook and you go to La Puente City and Surrounding News, and you join it, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this one is just, I think it's automatic when you get a Ring. It kind of asks you, do you want to be in the neighborhood page where people in your area or just people that have a Ring? It could be in La Habra or wherever you're at. It could be surrounding cities, you know. Everybody's big family, Eddie.
I work with the guy who has one, but he has a house in Colombia.
Colombia, the country?
Yeah. And he was showing me like pictures of his house from his camera, from his Ring camera. That...
Eddie, I work with Pablo Escobar's brother.
He lives out here, but he has a house in Colombia, or he lives in Colombia?
Yeah, he lives. No, he lives out here.
Yeah, he lives in Colombia. He flies into work overnight at a grocery store.
Oh, just goes back and forth.
Well, that's nice. He just flies from Colombia to California to work. No, and then...
He goes out, I guess he vacations in Colombia, or I guess he's planning to retire there. So, but he has a house, and he was telling, yeah, whenever you're out in Colombia, come. This is my house. You could stay here. Look at the... Oh, cool. So I have a place to stay in Colombia if I ever go.
He didn't ask if you can come and help step on the cocoa beans.
No.
He makes fun of Eddie because of his Eddie's Mexican house being all destroyed.
Well, that's not illegal, right?
What?
Okay. Stepping on the cocoa, that's not illegal, right?
Selling it. Maybe selling it might be.
Yeah, I don't think
you can't
just because... it might not, just if you go to Colombia, I don't think you can. I mean, I don't think if you worked.
Are you asking if it's illegal to have cocaine in Colombia? Is that what you're getting to? I think it is, Eddie. That's just where they make it. That's where it's famous to be made, but doesn't make it legal. You know, just because cocoa beans are famous out there doesn't mean, you could, everybody can snort up every day.
And you just want to make some chocolate. Not the illegal stuff.
Oh, okay. Hey, he never give you a discount on a baggie?
No.
No.
You can make some abuelita chocolate from the cocoa beans.
Imagine Eddie started wheeling and dealing with the guy, and he's getting it for like half price, and he becomes the new
Scarface.
Yeah, the Scarface of his town.
Which is our town.
Oh man.
No, I wouldn't get into that. Yeah, I wouldn't get into that.
You know, it's all fun and games in the beginning. You know the endings.
There's a big shootout at Eddie's house.
Eddie's behind the door with a big bazooka. David's trying to break in.
Say hello to my little friend.
David is Chi-Chi. He's pounding on the door. Eddie, open the door. And then he gets killed.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, have you guys, whatever neighborhood y'all live in or whatever, have you ever had a house in your neighborhood get red tagged?
Nope. Like for,
do you know what
after
that means?
After an earthquake or like, well, something happens and it gets like police red tagged, like uninhabitable, like that kind of stuff.
Jeez, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie, you know what? That sounded so good. I didn't even understand it, but I'm probably right, Eddie.
You know, that's probably Eddie's most insightful thought ever or question, and his microphone was just cutting out.
Yeah, but it even sounded good. Those big words he was using even cut out. It sounded good.
I can't even say it, man. Damn, man. Eddie's putting me to shame.
Uninhabitable.
So,
when an earthquake and it's not safe, kind of stuff.
Alberto, can you look up when a house gets red tagged?
It's mostly there's major damage to it that it could fall, I guess, fall at any moment. It, it's just dangerous to live inside of it.
Yeah, pretty much. There's
the homes on like over by the pier, like when the dirty roads and get red tagged like that, where they can collapse.
Any house. Well, somebody lives in a trash house or a hoarding house or a unlivable house, maybe they got a dog meal going on in there, or maybe they're burning trash in the house or in the back, just structural damage that it's just not safe.
Yeah, basically that's what a red tagged structure has been severely damaged to the degree that the structure is too dangerous to inhabit. So, I mean, it could just, the roof can fall in on it.
There's I've never also, seen one in my neighborhood.
Go ahead.
I mean, there's the other yellow tag, which there's a moderate damage, so maybe you have to stay away from the living room, but everything else you can be safe. But it's if it's red tagged, I mean, it's, like after an earthquake, they red tag it. I mean, aftershock could just knock it to the ground, so they don't want you inside because you'll be buried in there. Yeah. But I mean, it's, and there's other, I mean, a gas explosion, it's, even if a car crashed into your building, they could red tag it if it messed up the foundation or just enough of the walls that, you know, it could collapse.
Yes, exactly. So if you're red tagged, if there's a house red tagged, you're not allowed in it. You can't go, the owner can't go back and go in. They can be arrested for it. Yeah. So once it's red tagged, Eddie, you got to stay out until you fix that place.
Got to stay out.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't know what happens if you decide not to. Do they just take it over or what?
You can knock it down and rebuild.
They can knock it down and rebuild it. They can consider it a
tax write-off.
A blight.
Not a tax write-off, but I forgot the term for it.
Total loss. Here we go.
I can't think of the term.
Oh man, Eddie's a regressed. He was so smart like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Eddie, come on. So if you know a house that's red tagged, it means it's.
So Steve South. Steve South.
Could you imagine a house being like that that had it was just like that, just from living in it and wear and tear and just being. Not keeping up your house, that's pretty bad, right?
I mean, that's, yeah, that's I don't know how severe that. I mean,
well, let's say there was not from a diesel crashing into it. It's just from the way you live.
Well, I mean, like rat packing, you know, it's full of trash. Well, I mean, I don't think that'd be red tag. That's probably like a yellow tag.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, the way it's lived, and you let it go, and maybe you're not keeping up the house. Maybe the roof's falling in. Maybe, you know, you just don't put a roof on for 100 years, and whatever the issue is, to get red tagged for not having this big destruction happen to your house from something else outside of it, like you said, like a car crash into it, or a 10.0 earthquake, or just natural living. You're living like a pig.
Mm-hmm.
That would take years, I think, to the point that, I mean, living as a pig, that your foundation is breaking down, your walls are going to fall.
What do you think of people burning their own trash in their house?
In the house? I wouldn't do that.
In the house, in the outside the house, around
inside
the house?
Inside the house? Yeah, not everywhere. Inside the house, maybe out in the backyard or something.
Like in the sink or something? Oh, it's okay in the backyard?
Well, I mean, okay, that's fine. That's fine for a woman who whose man broke her heart. You know, she can burn stuff in the sink. But I don't recommend that you burning your trash inside your house.
Say you're burning your trash in your house, and you can see the smoke coming out of the house and everything. Steve, and it only happens like once a week, but then it's over.
Steve, what's going on in your neighborhood?
That's a hell. I've witnessed it, Eddie. I've witnessed it all. And
people burning trash in their homes.
Yes.
Inside?
Are you sure they're just burning something
outside,
in the fire?
Inside, in the driveway?
I mean, you could burn maybe in not a fireplace, but a
incinerator,
like a grill, one of those pits, the fire pits, like those.
If you're gonna burn like a couple pieces of paper or something, okay. But if you're burning trash bags and. If you're out in the country, maybe acres and acres, and you have, or you know, there's not going to cause a fire or something.
You got to burn your old couch in the backyard.
Yeah, imagine Eddie, if you had a full week's of trash with trash bags you throw out for the trash man to pick up, and you go, "Hey, I'm just going to throw it in the backyard and throw some lighter fluid on it and burn it." It seems harmless to you, right? But if somebody sees that, they're probably going to call the fire department, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I hope so.
Have some high walls in your backyard so they don't see you.
And yeah, it's just when you live in a city, you shouldn't be burning your trash in your yard.
You can't burn everything, can you? Like you can't, like plastic, and it's got a smell to it. It's got a.
I just don't think you're allowed to burn stuff. Period.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, I don't even know. You know how people who live in the country, like. Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, where they got acres, and you know they do that, but they have all this
and they're
got vials around that are empty, and they can burn it. You know,
and the rule. I mean, they don't have like a consistent trash pickup like we do here in the city. So, I guess unless you don't want to pay the city for them to take your trash, so you're okay. I'll just burn all my stuff.
Are they still in
the neighbor? I don't know, compost the food or something. I don't know what they're doing.
Still in the neighbor's trash cans, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what Eddie does.
It just doesn't make. Why would you burn your trash? I don't understand. Okay, you don't want to. You don't ever want to pay for trash pickup. Okay, so you're like, okay, I'll just burn my trash. In a city, you live in a city in a neighborhood, and you burn a week's worth of trash from whatever you eat, whatever, you know, just dirty stuff, whatever you're throwing in the trash, and you just throw it in the backyard and just light it on fire. I don't give a shit if you have a pit. Imagine the stink.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The smell is... then what do you do with the ashes?
Turn them into mulch.
Yeah, you can't throw them in the trash.
Can't throw them in the trash.
You can't throw them in the trash. Oh, my God.
What's going on, Steve? What's it taking away your attention?
No, I was just... I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Stuff like that bothers me. It's like, well, I think we talked about a house where, when somebody, what do you call it? Hoarding and stuff like that. Where it's just
rat packing, hoarding. Yeah.
In the house smells so bad, it starts smelling in the neighborhood and the neighborhood can smell it. That's pretty bad, right?
That's pretty bad.
Steve, I'm talking the neighborhood can smell it from house.
You might need to move. I don't know what's going on in your neighborhood.
Well, no, it's getting fixed. I'm telling you, they're getting fixed real quick. Somebody noticed it, and it's been.
Steve's gonna drive a truck through the house.
I was gonna put the red tag myself.
They got a Ring camera. They can afford that, so they'll see Steve putting the red tag.
It's hard because you can't go up there to do it because you pass out by the time you get to the house.
It's pretty bad when the neighbors can smell it. I mean.
And let I'm not alone. Talking next door. I'm talking down the street.
Oh, man.
Yeah, old man's was it, right.
Is it people? Are the people living there? Is it just abandoned?
Yes.
Or?
Yes,
human yes beings. It's abandoned or yes, people living
there? Human beings live there. And I told you, I think there was dog breeding going on in there, too. And I can't imagine the way they're living, those animals. That was what bothered me most. If the humans want to be pigs, then so be it. But... you have no business running a little puppy
mill,
breeding dogs and selling them, because you know if they live like that, you know how they're treating those dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me upset.
Yep.
You know, I feel bad. First, I thought, should I feel bad that they had that done to their house, red tag, and they can't go in? But then I'm thinking, you know, how they were treating those animals probably, and they don't care about their neighbors, the stink that they're...
Maybe it's not their house. Maybe they're renting it.
I don't think so, because I'm sure the renters came in and... No, I don't think so, Eddie. They've been there for years.
No?
Yeah.
Well, there could... I mean, there's people that stay in properties for a long time. I think
my neighbors told me they own the house.
Oh, okay.
They just went to hell.
I mean, it happens. I mean, some people just have mental breakdowns they start freaking out like that. I think we had a lady here in my apartment complex who was all like straight and narrow, clean, organized, and then something happened and her brain went wild and she was just hoarding stuff in the apartment and they finally had to kick her out.
Well, I get it, okay, but you have two of them. What are the chances two of them go bonkers? But yet they're
contagious.
They out talking to everybody like everything's okay. They got the sense to be talking to make sure that we're not seeing anything we shouldn't see. You know, hey, yeah. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Everything okay? Hell no, it's not. I'm surprised you could even breathe. The smell, god awful.
I guess anybody can become nose blind.
Yes, that made me a believer. I guess if you're around it enough, you're what do you call it, immune to it, or...
I guess you just
don't become.
You don't notice it.
It becomes sensitized.
Ooh. And I know the neighbor that lives next to him, and I'm like, oh my god, I can imagine. And I talked to him before, and his room window, where him and his wife, their room is right next to it, and they can't even open their window to get fresh air because they'll get blown out. And I go, you know what? I'd feel. I couldn't imagine.
I guess you can get sensitized to the smell where you did after a while. I guess it wouldn't bother you. But.
Well, yeah, well, that's the people that live in. I'm talking about the neighbors that live next door. Mm-hmm. Like Eddie, like if you live next door to somebody and you couldn't open your own bedroom window, because the smell is so horrid. And, you know, you don't want to get used to that, do you?
No.
You don't want to open your window and go, well, let me just open it up. I'll tough it out for a few days until I get used to it. It's not like smelling a girl's leggings or anything like that. That's a whole different story, Eddie. That's good stuff.
We're talking your sinuses? Stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about
nasty foul smell.
Yes, like, you know, when Vincent Price was saying on Thriller, what do you?
The stench of a thousand something. Yeah, Steve's frozen, folks.
Steve's frozen.
Let's give him a couple of seconds. Yep. He'll unfreeze.
He's frozen.
Maybe that stench has a crossover to his studio.
Yeah, maybe it got to him.
I don't know. Maybe
he sure is frozen.
Maybe his neighbors came and get him.
Wait. Check his ring camera, huh?
We'll be on the Ring Facebook groups checking out Steve. Getting beat up on the front lawn. Well, Steve, you're coming in and out, so.
Yep.
All right, Eddie, you and I got to fill in now. You're almost there, Steve.
I'm gonna drive by Steve's neighborhood, maybe see if I can smell something.
I'm just gonna get a drink. Fuck this.
All right, we can finally
get tired of this bullshit.
We can finally hear you.
Hey, are you guys still live when my shit starts messing up over here?
Get back. Yes.
Now we're talking about the stink. How Vincent Price he said it right on spot. They probably sung that song about this house that I'm talking about.
Michael Jackson probably filmed Thriller in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's probably in front of that house. You know, when they're walking all fucked, all dead.
You want the actual lyrics? Yep, he's frozen again. Anyway, the lyrics we're talking about: the foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to steal your doom.
That right there is how I would describe it, Eddie. What is it called? 40, say, what's that 41?
The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years.
The funk of 40,000 years. There you go. What it smells like, Eddie.
What is it? Like
Eddie, the funk of 40,000 years.
No,
Eddie,
no, no. But I'm trying to, like, is it urine? Is it
it's everything.
Everything?
It's
all that
shit,
combined together?
It's shit, piss, trash. Not cleaning your house for God knows how long.
Well, it's, I mean,
probably dog mess from breeding in the house. Pee.
It's just decay. I mean, it's rot. Just, you know, it's gonna
rotten. Imagine your dog.
Stuff gets in the walls
Eddie,
too. Right?
Imagine you leave your dogs in your house, in your room. And you never pick up the shit or piss, but you love them, I guess. I don't even know if they love them. I won't even say that. But just say, you know, hey, you give them food and stuff, but you never pick up the mess in your room for a couple years. The shit's going to disappear and probably get hard and into the carpet, but it's going to stink.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're living in there, you're cooking, you're eating. You don't throw your trash away. You just throw it in the corner.
It's unsanitary.
Yes. 40 years of, what is it, funk?
40,000 years, 40 of funk. Years of funk.
God, there you go. Why did you name the show title that? Maybe not. It'll make me think of that stench.
That's going to be the show title until something. The funk of 40,000 years. Episode 393.
And you can smell it from your place, and it's two blocks over?
No, it's not two blocks away. It's like maybe three, four houses down. Three or four houses down.
Unfortunately,
but if the wind's just right and it's blowing down the street, we all get a little whiff of 40,000 years of funk.
It'll be cleared up by the Super Bowl.
It hasn't been cleared up for about 10 years, Eddie.
Has the house been red tagged or not? Have anything been kicked out?
Just recently.
Okay, so the cleanup's just about to begin.
I'm gonna, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna say it all. I hope they listen too. There was smoke coming out of the house again, and somebody must have saw and called this time. And we had all fire department, police officers coming in, and we don't know what was going on. They said there was a fire, but I believe that, and some of us believe that they burned trash there. That's what we thought it was, because I've seen it before, but it went away, and you know, everybody forgot about it, you know, whatever. But I think somebody was walking by or saw it, and they called the fire department this time. And then shit went down. The code enforcement started coming around. And next thing you know, there's a big red tag on the house. We're talking, there's a lot of people over here.
Is there fireplaces in your neighborhood, like chimneys and stuff? Where, I mean, it didn't smell like wood? Like wood burning? No.
When the smoke comes out, I can't even tell because it stinks every day. Even when there's no fire or nothing, it's just a stink. Like I said, Eddie, it'd be like if you walked into, you know, where they, let's say it's a store where they would sell dogs, and let's say they didn't clean the mess up out of the kennel, and it kind of stinks, right, a little bit.
Does it smell like, you know, like, have you ever been to the pound and you walk into the, like that?
It smells like that, but that. It's stronger. It's weird because if you could smell it down the block, like five houses away, I've been by there. I thought a sewer was broken. It took me a long time to figure out what it was. Mm-hmm. I just thought, man, there's something broken under the street. I never knew it was a house. It was that bad where I thought, you know, when a sewer breaks and there's shit and just a devastating stink.
Yeah, because
damn, they gotta fix this thing.
I've been to the pound and you walk in and you get the initial, but then, you know, you walk around and it doesn't go away, but you kind of get acclimated to it.
Well, imagine that first smell you get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Times it by 100.
Oh boy.
So it's going to take you more than a walk to get used to that one. It's going to take at least a month.
You don't get acclimated to that quickly.
Yeah. No.
Quickly.
If you could, like I said, you can smell it down this. You don't even, you know, you can smell it down the street, and that's, imagine being in there. That'd be like you, Eddie, just being across the street at the mall, and you could smell a little stench from the dog pound. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, it's just all the way over here. Imagine being in there.
Oh, is it a family or is it like
Eddie,
a couple?
I don't want to get too into it. I've already said too much. Pretty soon I'm going to be naming names, and I don't want to do that.
No, we won't name names.
Yeah, Steve's talking about his house, I think.
No, hell no. Not after what we just did to this.
Oh, that's why
put all that money into this.
That's why you did it, man. It was stinking real bad. You had to clear it all out.
Yeah, I figured if we remodeled our whole house, that house would smell better. It didn't work.
For years, you thought it was your house.
Yeah, thought it was ours. I was like, man, it stinks around here.
Was it? $150,000 and remodeled for Steve, and it still stinks. I'm like, what the
hell?
Oh, heck?
God. Nasty. Eddie, that's nasty, Eddie.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get to some better and better things. What's going on in the world today, guys? Anything going on
I don't know.
Nothing going on? Eddie?
Eddie, what's going on with you?
There's still a war going on, right? In Israel and...
Eddie, we're trying to get onto a...
Good job, Eddie.
Oh...
You know what I was thinking? Wasn't there a band called Naughty by Nature?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was sitting down the other day and I was thinking.
Is it a rap group?
No. No, they were a rap band.
They're like
the rap group. They OPP.
Weren't they like Bill Biv DeVoe and those guys? They're like that kind of genre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting down the other day and I was thinking, because, you know, my fetishes I have, and I think, you know, I'm not a pig. I have things that I like, and, you know, it's whatever sexual it is. I like it, and there's nothing wrong with it. And I've seen, you know, we're all naughty by. I just thought it. I didn't think of the band, and I thought of that name. And I go, oh, we're all like that. We're all naughty by nature. And then I was thinking, oh, wasn't there a band named that or something? And I was thinking, they had it right. I never listened to their music, but they must have had it right. Do we have any music by these guys? What is it? Down by OPP?
Yeah, just OPP. No, not down by, just OPP.
Oh, OPP? That's all it says?
Do you know what OPP means?
No, the song says you're down with OPP.
Right. Are you down with OPP? Yeah, something like that, right? But I think they had it right, Eddie, when they named their band, because we are, aren't we?
We're all sinners by nature. Oh, he's froze again.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of moving around, so...
Eddie, what does the OPP stand for?
Eddie, are you naughty by nature?
I think we all are.
Yeah, and maybe not publicly, but you know, when you're with your mate and you're by yourselves privately, you want to be. Yeah, you want to be sexual, and that's not wrong with that.
Sing it, Steve.
Yes.
Gotta be careful. Well, we're taking off YouTube.
Deeper voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna start playing that song, Eddie.
So what does OPP stand for, Alberto?
You're down for OPP.
It stands for Other People's Pussy.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
But you didn't know, Eddie?
Okay, let's break this song down now.
Okay.
Other people's place.
Other people's property.
So does it say, are you down or we're all down? What is the actual
Let me go to my lyric website.
All right. Eddie, what do you think it is? Are you down with OPP? Or is it?
You're down, something like that. Are you down with OPP?
I just think it says you're down with OPP. You down with OPP.
Okay, because he's not singing it. Since he's singing it,
but
I'm down.
I mean, that's just the lyric. The official name of the song is OPP.
But what does he say when he's saying it? I just heard it, but I couldn't. Is he saying, because he's the singer, I'm down with OPP? Or is he asking us?
So he
asks,
you down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. Who's down with OPP? Every last homie.
Are you down with OPP, Eddie? Let's break this down. What does that exactly mean? When he says, are you down with other people's pussy?
No, I respect other people's.
But what does that mean? Are you down? Like, does that mean?
You mean like, are you a cheater? I don't.
Doesn't just mean, are you down with women? Like, are you down?
I don't.
It's basically the whole thing, because it's also for the men, it's OPP, other people's pussy. And then for the women, it's other people's.
Penis?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So basically, I mean, it's like...
Are you down for getting it on?
Are you down getting on with somebody else's partner?
With somebody else's
Are you down to, you know, steal a man or steal the chick from...
Yeah.
How do you get that from stealing a man or a woman from somebody? Because it's saying, are you down with OPP?
Because it's asking a question.
Oh, other people's. So it's like saying, are you down with Eddie's girl?
Yeah, am I down to get in with Eddie's pussy?
Oh, boy. Okay, now I get it.
You better say no, Alberto.
Hey, you're the one hiding her, okay?
Okay, wait a minute.
You're not exactly proud.
I have good reason to hide her, too.
You don't have nothing to worry about me, man. Maybe Steve
or Alyssa. He's basically asking, are you down with other people's mates?
Yeah.
To get with other people's mates.
Are you hot? Are you hot for them? Does that mean, are you wanting to steal them or just wanting to have sex with them? Probably. You want to bang them.
Cheat.
Well, okay. Well, let's go this way. What do you think of people that think your girlfriend's hot, and they would, you know, they would bang them if they were with them?
What do I think?
But, I mean, yeah, like, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't think somebody looks at your girlfriend and thinks that? I mean, there's a lot of people in the world and would think, I would do to her and stuff.
She's a pretty green actor.
Oh, here we go. Eddie, don't start singing, please.
No, you just have to.
That's just life.
It's a compliment. I think it would be a compliment. You know?
No, I'm not saying they're going to say it, but. People think it because we're all naughty by nature, Eddie. You see somebody, that chick's fine. Or if you're a woman,
we're all lustful
that's
people.
A good-looking dude.
We're lusting, Steve.
There's nothing wrong with it. Now, like, if somebody came up to you and said it to you, now that there's a problem. No, that's not right. You know, that's not being
right.
What is the word?
Lust.
No, like, if somebody came up and said something to you about your girlfriend, what he would like to do to her, that is not...
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. It's not right or whatever. But thinking it, people think, you know, Eddie, you think things too, just like I do, and Alberto. Yeah.
Women do the same
thing. There's naughty women out there that are probably naughtier than us.
There's a bro code, Steve. You don't...
but I'm just saying that... guys, they have.
I know what
you're saying.
Hey,
you don't go up and say it, but it might go through your head and go, look at that butt or that ass. But you know, you don't say nothing. You just, Jesus Christ, you know, in your head.
Yeah. In fact, this morning happened.
What do you mean it happened this morning?
someone I saw, and dang, goodness gracious.
Oh, I thought somebody complimented your girlfriend and you got all jealous.
Yeah, no. It was a young lady that I
complimented Eddie's rear end. I was like, what the hell's going on over there?
Don't get
a young lady I saw in the morning. And,
don't get in trouble, Eddie. We know where you are in the morning. We don't need any...
No, that's what I'm saying.
We don't need any phone calls.
But, she was a good-looking gal.
I got a question. Whose mic is fluttering? Eddie. Is that Eddie's? Okay. Eddie's...
What's wrong with my mic?
Screw loose or what?
I
think so.
I think
sounds like a CB.
I think it's just a connection, Eddie.
Uh-oh.
It could be the wires. My wires crossed.
I don't know. I don't know about your wires.
I need to get your wires cut there, Eddie.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Okay. I do have a pair of wireless headphones that I got for Christmas, but I don't know. Can I hook them up to the computer?
I don't know, Eddie. And don't try to do it now.
Let me try right now.
We're in the middle of a show, Eddie.
After the show, Eddie, you can try it.
Who knows? Eddie's probably not talking through the microphone. He's talking through his headphones again.
No, I'm talking to the microphones right here. Look.
It's not coming in. Remember, that happened before with Eddie.
Yeah, you sound okay. It just sounds like, you know, your mic, when you talk, it kind of goes like it's got static a little bit. But you sound fine, Eddie. You look fine behind the brick, in front of the brick wall.
Seinfeld brick wall.
Yep.
Do some stand-up.
I got a new pair of headphones. Maybe I should try that.
No, not right now.
I got a new pair of headphones too.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you getting all this stuff from?
His brother.
Oh, geez. He comes in with the box going, look what I got today. And Eddie,
Eddie Brothers Transportation.
Yep.
Brought home a grab box.
you load up 100 cases in the truck, 80 of them make it to their destination.
he bought a pallet of electronics and I took the two headphones.
Bought?
Damn.
Yeah, he buys.
Well, what brand is it? What brand did you pick out of the grab bag?
Sony.
Oh, damn. Okay. Sony. I thought you were going to say Tubi or something like that. Or
Tubi? What the hell is a Tubi?
I don't know.
Isn't that a movie app?
Oh, that is. Never mind. Okay, Alberto, it's time for our sponsor, our plug. Can you go do that real quick?
While you guys fix Eddie's microphone?
Yeah, we're going to fix Eddie's mic, and we're going to check out this new Sony thing he got. I think it's brand new. It hasn't even been sold in stores yet, so.
it's a prototype.
Yeah.
It's the next gen. It's going to be out in 2026, but Eddie hasn't sold. You know how you get those websites? Oh, we got the next iPhone. You know it's what it's going to be out in September, but they're already showing pictures. that's our show. You know, Eddie has the new Sony headphones out in 2026.
Well, Mike,
2 years in advance.
Well, Mike is loose. Maybe that's it.
Well, just tighten it up, Eddie.
I can't right now. We're in the middle of
Eddie.
Show.
Eddie got that shock. You got the shock thing on there too.
Yeah,
the little things with the band, so it doesn't.
And doesn't
it
work much.
Sound perfect. Okay, let's get to Alberto. Eddie, you're fine now. I can't even see his mic. That brick wall knocked his mic picture off. Oh no, Eddie, stop it.
And now it's completely gone.
I feel like I'm on acid when he does that. Don't do that, Eddie, please.
Let's do it again, Eddie. lean to the side, Eddie.
Oh god, no. Tracers. Eddie's doing tracers for all us hallucinators. All right, Alberto, talk about our sponsor, Natural Wonders.
NaturalWonders.com. Best skincare, hair care, beauty products on the internet, in the world, probably. Go to NaturalWonders.com, get an order of all those fine products. Go to checkout. Why do you take off the scroll?
Don't worry.
I need that information.
I got you. Don't worry.
No, thanks. Oh, yeah, thanks. Like I said, right there, NaturalWonders.com. Wonder spelled WUNDERZ, and you go to checkout, you enter the code the M25 show, just like that, all squished together. You're going to get 25% off your order while Steve slaps his ass or something, whatever he's doing back there.
that's my soda jug.
You got to
slap my ass.
While Steve freshens his drink, you get yourself that nice discount. If you're listening to the podcast, go to the show description. You'll get the website link and you'll see the code right there. That's the easiest way if you're listening. Viewing up there behind me, the m25show.com. Go to the sponsors link and you'll see that link and that code. and all the other sponsors.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You you finished there drinking your soda, Steve?
Yes.
Entered them 25 show.
There you go. There you go. I better feel better.
Yep.
Them 25.
What did you, Eddie? You know how this works, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody go outside and order
Eddie,
stuff.
Eddie knows how it works, but he goes to the store, so.
Yeah, Eddie's the only guy I know that he can get a discount, but he goes to get the stuff without a discount.
He goes to Ross.
I only go to the store when I was running, because I was running low, and I needed it that day. So well, that's like, why I went to the store.
People, don't be like Eddie. I pay for the express shipping.
No, I did. I bought a bundle. I got a bundle.
Eddie, did you use the code?
Yeah, I used the code.
Eddie bought a gift basket.
Calm down. I'm just asking, Eddie.
Yeah, Steve, ask Scott. Hey, can we do like the M25 show basket? Like we'll pick our favorites. We'll do the M25 show combo.
This should tell people watching that this stuff's good. Look at Eddie. He needs it that bad. He'll skip the discount and go straight to the store and buy it straight up.
Yeah, I'll go straight. I did it. I went straight to the store because I wanted the
hemp lotion.
I didn't. No, not the hemp lotion. I needed the body scrub.
Body scrub. Oh, with all the gravel in it.
Yeah.
Oh
boy. There's plastic beads. I needed that, Steve.
There we go. We got Eddie's heart monitor.
Your phone.
The back phone going on. Oh boy.
Well, I need somebody to come knocking on my door, and then we'll have the trifecta.
Yeah, I needed the body scrub, so I think it was going to take a couple of days to get it, so I said, no, I'll just run to the store and get it.
So it's body wash, basically, right? But it has little granules to...
A little...
Exfoliate.
Exfoliate.
Do you like that feeling, or do you feel cleaner after it? Because of the little particles?
The little granules,
The scrubbies?
Yeah, I feel cleaner.
Okay. Do you feel different when you don't use it? Like if you use regular soap?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I don't know. I've never used that one, so I can't. But I can imagine if you use it, and it's kind of like lava soap, kind of, no?
Kind of.
It's like kind of those particles.
It's like a gritty soap. But I like it.
But it's natural. It's not sandpaper. It's natural. It's natural stuff.
No. It's a natural wonder.
Unfortunately for our viewers, our best model, Alyssa's not here today, so... I mean, when you look at Alyssa, you see that product is amazing.
It
keeps
it lasts a long time.
Nice.
Damn,
you know,
that's a long time.
Eddie, are you really using that? Because I mean, that bottle hasn't changed in like a year.
It lasts a long time.
I think you know what Eddie's being cheap. He's just putting water in there to keep it up.
Damn, that's all.
It lasts a long time. It's a big bottle.
That's all. Shit,
how much lotion do you need?
I need a lot.
I don't know.
It only takes a little bit.
I'm busy a couple times a day.
Oh, Eddie, you're okay. You like it. It's good stuff.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
you hear Eddie? He's almost an investor, man. I just challenged him a little bit. He got all mad.
He's going to break through that brick wall like the Hulk in a minute.
I'm glad we're not in the same studio. He'll punch me in the face.
When I wear it, what's that smell there? Oh, it's my hemp.
It's the
natural wonders lotion.
Yeah, Eddie, do me a favor. Take some of that hemp lotion to the neighbors over there.
Just lather up the house with that.
Yeah, put it in one of those, those things that people put in to bug spray their yard? You know, the little canister with the water going through it? And then just go douse that house. Natural wonders.
Yeah, I get compliments on it, Steve.
Good for you, Eddie. Yeah.
Someone smells good, Alberto. It's my hemp.
Will.
Okay, here's a commercial right here. What did the ladies say when they smell your? Do they ask what kind of cologne you're wearing, or what is exactly said?
They'll ask me, "Are you wearing lotion?" I say, "Yes, I am." And then they'll ask, "What smells so good?" I say, "What? It's pineapple, natural wonders lotion, hemp lotion."
And do they ask where you get it, or?
Yeah, they ask where you get it. Can I buy it in the stores? I said, no, you have to go. You have to get it online. Go to naturalwonders.com. There's some stores that carry the products, but this particular one isn't even on the market.
Eddie, do you tell them about the code?
Did you tell him about it? No. Say, oh, go get it. He forgot about the code.
He forgot. They paid full price. Good job, Eddie.
Yeah, I told him pay full price.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but Eddie, that don't help us out.
Oh.
You got to tell him the code, Eddie.
I'll tell him I got a code.
Let's see. Careful, Eddie. You'll get in trouble with your code words.
So Randy says the pineapple hemp lotion is my go-to right now. Eddie, which one do you use? Eddie uses the pineapple body wash, right?
No, this is the pineapple hemp lotion.
Oh, you have one too?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Yeah, there's the pineapple.
Everything just don't do that till close.
If you're listening on the podcast, just go to YouTube, find the show. You gotta see that Eddie just completely disappeared.
Yeah, it's magic too. It disappears if you hold it long enough.
Makes you the invisible man.
It's the pineapple hemp lotion.
Now we don't say that's a truthful claim. Okay, that's just for Eddie in his brick wall.
Don't think
you can lather that up and be invisible.
So I'm being truthful.
Okay, so Eddie. Randy says he has the pineapple hemp, and that's his go-to also. Mm-hmm. Randy, since you're in the comment thing, what do you think of the Natural Wonders product that you have, this pineapple hemp? Do you like the smell, or what is it that, besides the smell, does it make your skin soft?
Yeah, it makes your skin soft.
Okay.
Eddie's a big softie.
I've used some of the natural one. I think I used the cocoa butter one when my hands are really dry. You know, mm-hmm. they crack from, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. the cold season or whatever, and it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not tried the pineapples yet. And but I hear it's good. He says it's not thick like other lotions. Is that true?
Yeah, yes, it is.
So
it goes on smooth and
thick.
Alberto was saying it looked watery on yours.
No. I said Eddie's just putting water in it to make it last.
Oh, okay. So
it's just the way it is.
And the pineapple, you don't have a problem with the smell.
No.
You're not attracting bees or anything? They're trying to sting you?
It's funny because I don't like pineapple. I don't like to eat it. Uh-huh. But
smells good.
I like this. It smells good.
Mm-hmm. Eddie,
the ladies notice it?
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't like pineapple, but he just grabs one in his cart and puts it upside down.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
In fact, I wish they had, like, a trial. Like,
a trial size?
Not a trial size, but a travel size one. And I would... I pump some into, a little...
Well, Eddie, they sell those empty bottles. You can just...
No. Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do, but I...
You're wondering if Natural Wonders has travel size things. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I'll ask them. That's a good question.
Yep.
We should.
That would be travel something size. they can get into, right? A lot of people like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, because what I'll do is when I go up, wait for the weekend or whatever, I'll get a little thing and I'll put my Natural Wonders shampoo and conditioner in there and a little bit of my Natural Wonders lotion and I'm good to go.
Well, Eddie, next time the ladies come with you know, you have your little travel size, you give them a little squirt.
Yeah, I do.
Squirt.
A squirt of lotion. Not a Steve squirt.
Oh. Yeah, Eddie, you got it. What are you doing, Eddie?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you doing? There's the chances right there where you need to get them to the website with our code and let them buy it and they can get a discount and let them know that they don't have to pay full price if they put in that code you gave them.
Is it better for a sponsor?
Full price? Eddie, what's the matter with you? It's helping. It's helping our show out. It's helping them out.
I guess I hadn't thought of it. I'm just happy to get compliments. Yeah.
Yes. But remember, Eddie, that's our sponsor. Okay, that's how we get. Okay. How we get paid.
Eddie's never gotten that many compliments, so he's not really used to it.
I gotta focus.
Yes, you need to focus. Yes.
We gotta send Eddie to compliment school.
Did you get a number or anything, or nothing like that?
Did I get a number? I don't need a number. She's my girl.
Oh, your girl complimented you.
Yeah, she likes it.
Oh, I thought somebody randomly walked. Oh
no,
and said,
yeah,
oh, you smell good.
There's random people that smell it.
Were they good looking or?
Yeah.
All right. Did you get anything or what?
Come up. No. come up sipping me?
You gotta
what is that smell?
You got to give them a hug, Eddie. That way they can get the smell. Like, you know when you hug them, their nose is on your neck?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky, the nipples will get hard and they'll get excited. And then you know you're in.
No, yeah, it's a good product.
Women like a good-smelling man, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's cologne, whether it's body wash or lotion, it turns a woman on. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So next time, give them the code.
I will.
That's as bad as you going to the store and buying it for full price. Nothing wrong with it. You're supporting the Natural Wonders people. But you can also buy it online and get 25%. Yeah. That's a big discount. Not a lot of people.
It is a really good discount. 25% off is good.
And Alberto, you didn't mention that first time buyers, whether you put in our code or not, will get 25% off, I believe.
But put in our code.
Yeah, but after that, you know what? Try to put in the code. Maybe you'll get 50% off. You never know.
I'm not sure you can combine the offers.
Well, you never know. It doesn't hurt to try. It may work, it may not work, but if you buy something today and you've never been on that site and you don't put our code in, I think you'll get 25% off the first time because you're a first-time buyer. But after that,
They do have bundles on their website. You can get a shampoo and conditioner. So yeah, they do have that.
So go to naturalwonders.com. If you can see the little ticker on the bottom, that's how you spell it, naturalwonders.com. And go check it out. Go buy it. And don't forget to put the code in. Don't forget. Just because you get 25% off the first time without putting our code, you may like this product a lot, and I think you will. When you go back to buy it again, it's going to know you, and it won't let you use the 25% off. But if you put the M25 show in the promo code, you will always get 25% off. Always.
Always? Always. Not just first time? Okay.
Eddie, what the... No, this is always.
Eddie, we've been doing this plug for like 3 years.
I'm thinking Eddie. It's... Yeah.
First time buyers, like say you went on and they didn't have a promo code to put in, you'll get 25% off just because you're a first time buyer, you're visiting their site, and they want you to come and try their product out at a discount. After that, when you go back and buy it, you got to pay full price. But if you listen to our show and you know our promo code, you can put that in every day, all day, anytime, throughout the year.
That's what I was saying. It's not automatic. Like if you go and reorder again, it doesn't automatically.
No, you got to put the promo code.
You got to put the code in. Yes. Okay.
But.
Makes sense.
But like I said, let's say, like I explained it, like say somebody hears this show. And go to the website, they see on the thing it says, get 25% off your first time here. They don't need to put in our code. You could try it, but you're going to get 25% off either way.
Regardless.
But let's say they get the product and they like it and they go, a couple weeks later, they want to buy some more. They go on, they're not going to get that first time buyer thing that they're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put in our code, you'll get the 25% off.
You'll get the 25%. Okay.
And if you want to buy something the next day, put in the code, you get 25%. And the next day, every day for all 365
days. 365
days
a year.
Shit, it's getting tired.
That's good.
Getting tired, Eddie. Look at Alberto. He's getting tired, too, of it.
Getting a headache of this.
Break time?
Do you want no break?
No, Eddie, we don't
this,
do breaks
this
in
the
here.
Old days, Eddie. We had no break.
There's no breaks.
No union break?
There's no breaks in baseball. What's the matter with you?
Intermission.
Our guest just sent us a message. She said she's going to be on in a few minutes. So,
Evangeline. We used to take breaks.
Then it's break time.
What happened to our breaks? We used to take breaks.
We used to be in the same room together.
We used to take. Well, we used to play music. Didn't we used to play?
There was always a break song. But you know,
we don't do that.
Yeah, but putting it up is too much work for Steve. So you know,
that's not the reason.
What's the reason?
We don't need a break. What do we need a break for? We act like we're doing a 4-hour show or something, or 6 hours. We're not. We're doing an hour and a half, and we need a break. One show a week, an hour and a half, and we need breaks.
Yes.
After 2 hours, we get a break, right?
Yeah, after 2 hours, we can get a break. Can you at least wait 2 hours? Jeez. Man, wait a minute. You act like we're all together. You act like you guys are union and I'm not. And I'm trying to say, hey, you don't need a break.
You know what?
We're the same.
Hey, Eddie, cut your camera. Let's go. We're going on a break.
Going on strike?
Going on strike.
Right. See ya.
For 10 minutes. God. Oh, no, wait until.
Eddie, what do you think about, I don't know, but I can get back into this thing when double workout leggings. Don't those sound nice? Or is that just me?
Double workout?
Yeah, like a woman that works
leggings
out
twice a day?
Yeah, when they wear them the same, they don't take them off.
The same ones?
Same ones.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, that's what I said. That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys don't get happy when you hear that, or is that just not, it doesn't do it for you?
Not important to me.
It don't do it for me.
Oh, man, it makes me happy. It's like, oh, I want to get a hold of them. And that's like instant, like, wet dream for me.
Eddie. Oh, that's you. Good job.
Okay, so things like that, that gets me off. What is something, Eddie, that turns you on like that, if you don't mind saying? Like, what is there something that gets you, like, you know what gets me going? What is it that gets Eddie going that would be something like that? If you don't mind saying it, be too embarrassed.
I like to shower with women. I mean,
they're called the tired. Easy, man, you're going to kill him.
Oh, I guess he does like it. Hey, he's telling the truth.
That's a lie detector right there.
Yep. People, if you could hear on the podcast and the live stream, when that little beep goes off, that's Eddie's heart monitor he has on his watch. So we know he's telling the truth.
He's thinking of taking a shower with his girl, and man, the heart's going boom, 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 boom.
I can't ever say he's lying now when that beep goes off. He's telling the truth. Have you calmed down in that shower thing though? Remember when you were younger, you liked to pee on girls. You don't do that no more, do you? I hope.
I didn't like to pee on girls.
Well, what happened?
It was accidental. It just got out.
I just had to pee, and I peed.
Yeah, but you had to do it on her back. You couldn't turn around and like.
That's what you told us.
He was aiming for the butthole.
Oh God!
No boy.
It was like the carnival game when you shoot the water gun in the hole.
Eddie's bidet play. Eddie, that was funny. That was funny, but I can't believe you just didn't turn around and like shoot it down on the ground.
I did.
Well, you told us that you hit her in the back, like on the
on accident. On accident.
How do you accidentally pee on a female in the shower, Eddie? It just started peeing and you couldn't control it?
It's like a fire hose.
Oh, a wild fire hose flinging around.
Got away from me.
That's too much.
Hey, Eddie was rewriting history.
So that's what turned you on, is Eddie shower when you shower with a woman. Mm-hmm. Alberto, what is your thing that is thing that does it for you, I guess? I don't even know how to put it in terms. How would you put that in terms? Like the thing that I like, a dirty leggings from a hot chick. What would that be,
on?
A fetish? What's that?
It turns you on?
It turns me on. A fetish or it turns me on. I like it. What do you like?
An intelligent conversation.
Damn, that we're all different, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. You got all sides of the spectrum here.
Oh, man, Eddie, what do you think? What could that get you going? Give you an instant?
Yeah,
Woody.
I like a girl who can converse.
That's what it makes Eddie pee.
that makes you pee?
I think they were having an intelligent conversation in the shower, and he just went off.
Yeah, Eddie like defines a wet dream a whole different way.
They can converse.
Imagine Eddie, like if you were the way when you're ready to orgasm, right? When you're ready to blow, you don't shoot out semen. You just pee. What would you think about that? Imagine when you pull out and stuff like that. Would you be embarrassed or would you say, "Ah, man, it just feels too good"?
It's liquefied.
Yeah, but it's yellow.
Eddie, the microphone conveniently cut out there.
Yeah, I don't know, Eddie. So we got a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. We got showering with a woman and dirty leggings. We're well-rounded here at the M25 show.
The three of us make a one good man.
Yes. Eddie likes people who brush their hair. Oh, Eddie, you like that when a girl's brushing her hair? You go in your pants?
No, I don't go in my pants.
Has that ever happened to you, Eddie, when you're just in public and you're in your jeans and you just have an orgasm?
No. Not in public, no.
What would you do? Would you find a restroom or would you just let it dry? Or what the heck would you do? How do you handle something like dry. That? Well, what do you do if you're in public? Let's say you're at Disneyland, you're walking around and it's summertime and the girls are wearing little shorty shorts, and you just had enough after 8 hours while seeing all that, and it just happens. Hopefully, you're not wearing shorts.
Go to the bathroom and clean up.
Yeah, what are you gonna go clean up in the small world?
Leave your underwear in the trash.
Oh God, no!
Just throw it in you go in the store, you just throw it in the toilet. Try to flush it.
Throw it in the toilet. He's in there washing it in the toilet water.
You throw it in the trash.
He's trying to wash it, and then the automatic flushers go, and it just goes down.
Oh, he's trying to hold it, and he loses the grip. Eddie, you would do that if you had an accident and you go in the restroom, take them off, and throw them in the trash?
Yeah.
What if, you know, there's like hundreds of people walking? What are you going to do when people see you throwing your whitey tidies in the trash?
Who's going to see you?
Eddie, you're at Disneyland.
It's a public bathroom, okay? And there's going to be more people in there.
You know what?
It's like being at a rock concert. You go to the bathroom, there's hundreds of people walking around.
Go get a plastic Mickey bag and put them in there, and then you throw it away.
And he gets this. He tells his girl to hold his Mickey Mouse ears, and he takes the bag to the bathroom with him.
And he goes to the gift shop. Hey, can I get a bag? What for? Yeah, why do you need it, sir? We're trying to save these. I got to throw away my underwear.
See, I got a baby that needs a diaper change.
That's devastating. That's the lowest, Eddie. You're putting dirty underwear in a Mickey Mouse bag. That's nasty.
Wrap it up in paper towels.
Oh, man. Why don't you just... do you have to throw them away?
Well,
What are you doing? Like a Peter North cum shot or what? Were you? I mean, God. What do you do? Eat blackberries by the dozen or what?
No, you just... I mean, if that happened, you just throw them away.
You couldn't go in and get like a wet towel from the sink, go in the stall and just wipe it out and wipe it and then leave your underwears on? You have to take them off and actually throw them in the trash?
Eddie will burn it.
Your underwear will be wet then.
Eddie will set them on fire in the stall.
Yeah, he's going to burn them in the stall. Oh, no. Imagine Eddie setting his underwears on fire.
That bathroom's going to stink like your neighbor's house.
Oh God! No, that's
a. I would just throw them. Yeah. Semen. I would just throw them away.
You have to evacuate that part of the park.
Somebody's calling, going, the bathroom smells like burnt semen. Oh God! The culprit. Eddie, no they're all checking the everybody bathroom, walking out of the bathroom who don't have underwear.
There's no cameras in the bathroom.
They got one outside.
Tons of people come out and in and out. Yeah, no outside.
Cameras out there.
They
used to know that
they go. They
used
go
to know that it was you,
Eddie. If you were burning your underwear, I'm sure they would know if you walked out of where the smoke's coming from.
I wouldn't burn it. I just throw them away.
They get everybody in the bathroom. We saw the smoke, and this guy came out of the stall.
Eddie's it wasn't me.
They call the cops. They all right, pull down your pants, sir. Let's see if you're wearing underwear.
Oh no,
Disneyland police.
Oh my goodness. Well, Eddie, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Well, you know what? Eddie, you know what? We may not have our guest today.
I tried to get a Disney pass and I couldn't get in.
Because they didn't know what you're going to do.
I was so mad.
They wouldn't let you in Disneyland?
No. I tried to get a pass, but the crash site or their site crashed.
No, they just ran out.
Oh, you tried
to their site crashed.
Like a year pass or something? Or a day pass?
Yeah, an annual pass. It's crashed. And I was reading some people, it took them like 6 hours to get through. but they got him.
Eddie wasn't dedicated enough.
I don't have the patience. I don't have that much patience.
I can't handle Disneyland anymore. I just can't. No? I mean, my kid, he wants to take his girlfriend to Disneyland, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to buy the day pass. So I'm going to buy him and his girlfriend a year pass, right? So we're going to get him a day pass or whatever. But I think the best bet, if you know somebody to get you in, because I only go once every 10 years to, now that it's so crowded in Disneyland in California.
Get him a Knott's pass.
I used to like it when I was little because it wasn't that many people. Now it's like, man, you walk, it's like you're all walking in a big wave. There's so many people. Everybody's walking. You're together with somebody the whole trip. And I guess there's times like Alberto, I'm sure you can go when it's not that crowded, I guess. But
nope.
Every time I went, oh, man.
I think AAA offers discounts on.
On what? On the $1,000 year pass? What do you get off?
No. On single day tickets or park hopper. I think AAA.
Well, we'll get a hold of AAA and see what the discount is. How's that, Eddie?
Yeah, okay, so we got to do.
Our guest is in here, and our show's can go a little longer, can't we?
We can't go over 2 hours because then we get our break.
Okay, let's get her out here then, and our guest Evangeline, she's been on our show before, Eddie, and she's back again, and let's pull her out here. Hello, Evangeline.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm being productive.
Oh, that's good. We have Eddie and Alberto here, and I'm Steve, and welcome back. It's been a while.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Alberto, do you remember last time Evangeline was on? Was it been about 4 or 5 years, I think, or longer? I have to look at my notes.
Was I out in L.A.? Or was it on a live like this?
It was like this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I do so many different things, so it's kind of hard to remember everything.
Yeah, you were on a stream, but I'm thinking it was about, oh my God, I want to say about 6 years ago, I think you came on and...
Uh-huh.
You were on and you were talking about, I believe, oh, you know what? You had one of your singles was coming out. And
it may have been the very first one. The very first song.
Wait. Uh-huh. Yes, Wait. We played it. We played that song. We still have that on our file. That's right.
Yeah, let me pull
you up. So what's going on? I was reading some stuff about you. You got some new music on the way or?
I've actually had several songs come out, singles, since then.
Okay. And
it's like super cold where I'm at, and I'm trying my hardest to not freeze to death.
Where are you at? Where are you in? What state are you in this today?
I cannot say. Oh, okay. But it is somewhere cold.
It's cold. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of singles out. Do you have anything out like that's just came out like recently, or have they just been out since you've been on?
Well, they've been out since I've been on. The last one may have dropped about 6.5 months or so ago now. So that's been out for, I would consider it a long time, just considering how many things need to be put out, right, consistently.
Yes.
But I do have new music that's coming out. I want to say soon to be released, hopefully by February. If everything goes great, God willing.
Very cool. So maybe next month?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't give a specific date.
Okay.
But I've been working with several different writers and producers. I actually have a few Spanish songs that I've been working on as well. So it's good. I'm excited.
Very cool. And for people to keep on track and keep up with when things like this will be released, is the best place, do you have like a website or maybe a social media place?
I do have a website that mainly is for my merch that I sell, but you can just tag down below my social media handles. I'm pretty good about updating my releases and drops there.
Okay, like on Facebook and Instagram?
Yes. And then once it finally does come out, then we can get back on the show and hopefully have a little bit more time to go over it.
Yes, and then we can play it. We can actually play it. I can make sure I get it, and we
you can play still it. Play the last release, though.
Yes, you know, I should be keeping up on that. How much you? I think the first time you came on, it was that song called "Wait." That was the one that you sent us, and we played. And you've had many others since that, I imagine.
I try to do one like every couple months. Okay. I do so many other things, so. I would love to just do music full time. That would be great.
And the one that you said came out about 6 months ago, what is that song called?
That one is called Pause. P-A-U-S-E. Pause.
Pause. And it's under the name Evangeline. They can just search that on streaming platforms?
Yes. A-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-N.
Okay, cool. People that are watching on the live stream, we have a ticker down on the bottom that has her name going by. And that's how you spell it. You can go to streaming places and type in her name and find her songs on there. And we do want to have you back when your new songs come out. It's always cool when the song just comes out and we can have the artist on, and it's really cool. And it's also nice to have you back because I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and it's nice that you come on.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad that you've kept up with me in my music journey. Yes. And everything else that I've done, I appreciate it so much. And everybody else who shows me all the love, it's always such a like a humble experience for me, because I never expected anything, you know. I never expect for anyone to
what happened?
Eddie, are you still here?
I am.
Okay, it looks like she went out. Yeah, I'm gonna pull you up. And if she comes back on, Eddie, I'll let you shoot off a question. Man, she just disappeared. I thought it's not even the internet, huh?
I don't think it's the internet. There she is. Yep.
Did you guys lose me?
Yeah, we lost you. Yes. Back. Okay.
I got a phone call. I'm like, I probably should have put it on Do Not Disturb, because as soon as I'm online, it's like everybody wants to call me all of a sudden.
I know the feeling. Yes, it happens. I'm it shuts, like, shuts you, down the stream.
Like, you can't call me beforehand.
I'm going to bring Eddie up here. Eddie, you got a question for Evangeline?
Yes. How difficult is to actually get a record out there like what you're doing?
Truthfully, paperwork is probably the most important part, and finding the right distributions and the right people to work with, it's pretty difficult, especially for an independent artist. If I worked with a record label, it would probably be a lot easier. I would be able to just focus on solely making music, but to be the brain behind everything is pretty intense, especially when you have a life and a family to take care of. And, you know, like me, I go to school and I live off of modeling gigs and doing my subscriptions and just different things like that. So it's very difficult to keep up with everything when you're an independent artist.
Do you write your own music?
I write with writers. So a lot of the music that I have that is out, the Freak Something song, I wrote a majority of that one. But the other songs that I have collaborated with other writers, yes, of course. But a lot of main artists do that.
Okay.
Very cool. You were talking about your, she's also a published model, which I know that for sure, because I'm a big fan of her with that also. Can you tell everybody about anything that's going on with that, if you have any appearances?
We're going for Vogue. We want Vogue and Bazaar. That's the next step forward in life, right? But that'll come whenever the music thing blows up. That's the plan. nice. But right, we're speaking things into existence. 2024, nothing is impossible. So you, I believe, know me as Centerfold for Lowrider Magazine, correct?
Correct.
Yes. So, yes, I will never, ever turn my back on the lowrider community. I love cars and I love the community in itself. It's been a big part of my life for a very long time. And it's not something that I just fell into overnight. It's kind of how I grew up. So it's just not really something that I'll ever let go, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I love the... You've done stuff. Have you done stuff in LA for the lowrider stuff?
I have. I've worked at convention centers. I've worked at the picnic that we have, the hangouts and stuff. I've done really large music video shoots out there in the studios. I've worked with big name brands that sell merchandising and things like that. So yeah, I've been out there.
Very, very cool.
Do you have a favorite lowrider car?
A favorite? They're all my favorite.
like if you had the opportunity to buy, say, a 64 Impala.
Oh, you're saying what is my favorite? So
yeah.
Eventually, right? I'd like to have a Lincoln Continental with the suicide door, the black one. That's like my chef's kiss. Like that's my
nice. Mm-hmm. Have you ever modeled with one of those cars?
Actually, no, I haven't. No, I haven't. And I don't believe I've maybe seen one, not a black one. I can't remember the color. I've seen one in person and it may have been out there in LA, but no, I know there's a black one out there somewhere.
Yes.
It's got to be one
somewhere.
Uh-huh, it's waiting for me.
So, Eddie, we kind of want to know, how do we get... you said that you, with your modeling, do you have like a page where people go and they maybe buy merch or your photos?
You see, pre-pandemic, right, I actually used to do a ton of shows. And I have my merchandise, like my posters and t-shirts and things like that are for sale on my website. So everybody kind of goes there to order memorabilia things of the sort on my website. But pictures, like photo shoot pictures and things like that, I transitioned over into like my OnlyFans. I don't do any XXX rated content for those of you who are wondering, so I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Okay.
But I don't have that type of content there. The photo shoots are for that, and I just kind of keep that over there in its own little world for the fans that enjoy that type of content from me.
I got you. So you have OnlyFans where you have the photos where they can pay to see your nice...
The latest photo shoot, yes. Mm-hmm.
And is that under the same thing, or is there how do they get to that?
That is at Evangeline Marie as well, and then I always have it linked in my bio on Instagram.
Okay.
I can't do it on TikTok because they'll boot me off. I've been warned.
So the best way is people go to your Instagram... to Evangeline Marie,
yes.
And they can get that link to your OnlyFans if they want to see those recent photos of you and stuff like that. And
that is right.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody go to Instagram and look up Evangeline Marie and follow her on Facebook. And then if you're interested in her photos, she has them on OnlyFans. And they're just photos, beautiful photos. There's, like she said, there's no sex stuff or like that.
Yeah.
Just sexy photos of her, and they are worth it because she's a beautiful woman and also a very talented musician, and she does it all. And I know last time you were on, you were going to school and
I know, I graduated, I got my degree, I got a associate's in business administration, and that kind of helped me put me in a different world as far as like professionalism goes, working in a business setting. I got a temporary business admin job with working at the refinery, so that was pretty cool because it's a different life, like it's a different world from what I'm so used to, like traveling and doing shows and seeing people. So I learned like a greater respect for people who get up every single day and go to in their situation a 6 to 6 but a 9 to 5, so to speak, right? Like, yes. It taught me an admiration for people who get up every single day of their life and they do that. Like, I never understood until I was actually physically doing it myself. And so I just really appreciate people who have the stability to do that, because it takes so much, you know, to force yourself to be just focused on one thing and committed to one thing, especially people who go to the same place for like 40 plus years, you know. With me doing shows is like I get to go to a different place every single, you know, weekend or so, and I'm in a different state or whatever have you. And that's great because I love meeting new people and I love like getting to interact with different people all the time. And that's always a blessing for me. But to be in one place every single day is just like, wow, I can't believe people do this for such a long time, you know. And I have so much respect for people who do that now. And I never thought of things that way before, you know. So it's nice to put my degree to work because it's like, I went to school for all these years and now I'm finally getting to use it.
That's very cool. That's cool that you say that because a lot of people will respect that you would say something like that, especially like a traveling musician and a model and stuff like that. That, like you said, you go to different places and there's some people, they clock into work at the same place every day. Every day for hours a day for years.
Yes, and that's dedication. Exactly. You know, to be committed to a place like that for such a long time. And it's such an amazing thing to see because I love watching people and what they do, you know. So if I see the same person come in the door every single day and they go and they get their coffee and they have their little breakfast before they start their job, I'm just like, gosh, you do this every day of your life. Like, and you grow, you know. I've seen people move up in this short time frame that I've worked in the administration so far, and I'm just like, that is great to see the transition of people to be able to start from one place and go to another. And it's no different for myself, you know, like modeling to becoming an artist. Like, that's something I always wanted to do with my life and myself. And so like, now that it's kind of like flowing in the direction that I've been wanting it to go, like, I'm super thankful for it because it's taken time. It's not like it's happened overnight for me. You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been following you for a long time. So I've watched where you've been going, how you've been doing. So yeah, things take time and you've been working hard at it. And
yeah, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, a lot of time to do it the right way. And I don't want to be a gimmick, you know. I want to be a staple. I don't want to just be something that's for right now. I want to be something that's forever. I'm going to be something that's forever. So it'll be worth the time invested. That's how I feel.
Very cool. Eddie, you have any last questions before we get out of here?
Continued success. And so you could see yourself doing a, like you said, like a 9-to-5 for the rest of your life. And that
I like taking on jobs.
Good things.
I like taking on different jobs that are a temporary thing just because my life has been the way it's been. So I could be dedicated to something consistently, just not something every single day at the same exact place. If I could find something that I could travel and do what I'm doing now, like, I think I'll be happy, you know.
That makes sense because Eddie, she's done so much, she can do a little bit of everything, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
like she said, she's had to work at it.
Entertainment business.
She can travel. She can also, you know, she's a musician. She can model. She can, if she needed to get a job in one place, she's got the smarts to do that. You know, so you got a lot of things going on, and that's pretty cool.
I know it is. It's my normal, right? It's my normal. What is not normal for other people is my normal. And I have tried what you're talking about and just been in one location, and I get bored. Like, I want to be doing other things.
No, I hear you. You know what? Those people that actually go in, like you're saying, they go to those jobs, probably wish they could do like you, like be a traveling model or musician. And I'm just saying, basically, you have it all, and that's a pretty nice life, and that's cool. Not only do you have the looks, the talent, you have the brains, you can do whatever you want. If you want to sit down in an office all day, you can do it because you got the smarts. If you want to travel, be a model, you can do that, and a singer. I think that's fabulous. I love that about you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I do. It's always good to have positive advice around and positive people in your life.
And before we go, we will have you back on when your new music comes out for sure.
Yes, that way yes.
We can play it and we can stay on track this time so you don't forget us this time.
No, I know you're busy. I won't forget.
I know you're busy, but you meet a lot of people and I get it. But I'm going to make sure that you don't forget us this time. That way we could keep in contact and we can promote your music and anything you got going on. We'll do our best to help out here. And because we're fans of you and we're happy that you do so much. It's like, you know, people come on, they do one thing. And it's cool to have somebody on that can do a lot of things and they can tell people that they appreciate somebody who does this, the normal blue collar worker or appreciates this. There's people out there like that that will appreciate somebody like you saying that. And that means a lot.
Well, I'm here for all of it.
Yes.
Hey, Alberto, the multi-talented Evangeline.
I'm sorry?
The multi-talented Evangeline.
Let me see. There you go. I just learned how to do this stuff, so.
I'm on my not doing it.
I don't know. I just learned how to do these. Alberto told me how there's things you could do.
Oh, yeah. There goes a thumbs up.
There you go.
I've done thumbs up on FaceTime before and the thumbs up pops up out of nowhere. And I'm like, where did this even come from? This is a thing now.
Watch this.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. See what you've been missing?
I like this one better. I like this one better. Oh, there it goes.
There it is.
Oh, see, I got it.
Sending hearts to Evangeline. That was my dream, Eddie. I live my dream now.
We're living our dream currently in present time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You gotta be thankful for every experience.
Exactly. Everybody go check out Evangeline's website. Is it evangeline.com or evangelinemarie.com?
A-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-N. Evangeline and then .com.
Evangeline.com.
Yes.
Go check out her merch. She sells merch on her website. And you can go to her Instagram at Evangeline Marie, and she has her link to her OnlyFans where she has her photos. Her updated photos and recent photos, you can go and check them out there, and she'll keep you updated on her social medias when her new music's going to come down or any kind of
new music coming.
Yes, in February, hopefully, and I'm not going to forget.
Okay, I'll send you the link.
Yes, please do. What I'm going to do today after the show, I'll probably I'm gonna do a song, one of your past songs. You pick a song that you want me to do, and I'm going to do a reel, and we're going to have a picture of you of how you look on the show today, and I'll play one of your past songs. So you give me the song,
okay,
and I'll do that today.
Okay, I'll send it over to you.
Well, no, I mean, do you want me to use a song that you already have out that I can get?
Mm-hmm, yep. You can do the pause song.
The pulse?
It's on pause, P-A-U-S-E.
Oh, pause. Okay,
pause.
Eddie, can you write that down for me so I can make a reel of Evangeline? With pause.
If you use it on TikTok, also I can reshare it. You know what I mean?
TikTok, okay.
Yeah. All my sounds are on TikTok, and they're all to my account now. So you can go and pick which song from my actual TikTok and use it from there. So then, once you do, I can just share it for you. You know?
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll do that, and then I'll tag you so you can see it, and then you can do whatever you want with it. How's that?
Right on.
And I'll share it on our Facebook show page and Instagrams and all that good stuff. And
I'm excited.
You got to come back when that new song's come out, okay?
Can you do that? Oh, gosh, yes, for sure. It would be amazing to do that.
All right. Well, Evangeline, thank you so much for coming on. I'm glad we figured out, because we were just going to reschedule, but I'm glad you can fit us in. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys for having me on. Did you have any other questions?
Eddie, do you got any other questions? I already gave her my heart, Eddie, so I'm good. I'm good for today.
You got any shows in L.A.?
Any shows in L.A.? March, I believe, and November. But once those are confirmed, then I will have them posted.
Okay.
When you do that, we will post them over here for our L.A. peoples.
Oh, nice. Okay. Shout out L.A. I'm on it, you guys. I'll be back soon.
Yes. Let us know if you have something at a convention center or something. You know, you'll know when we pop in. You'll know our gang. You'll know us for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can't miss that M25.
That's right. All right, Evangeline, thank you so much. Stay safe out there and keep doing what you do. We're big fans of you.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Okay. Right. Stay
warm. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was Evangeline Eddy. Do you remember her?
No, I can't. It's been a long time, Steve. We've had a lot of people on.
Yeah, she was on a long time ago. And mm-hmm. Pulse. Remind me later if I ask you what song, okay?
Pause.
Is it Pause or Pulse?
Pause.
Okay. You wrote it down or are you just remembering with your brain?
I wrote it down.
Oh boy. I don't hear his heart monitor going off, so I don't know whether to believe it or not.
Pause. No, it's Pause. She even spelled it out. P-A-U.
Okay.
S-C.
Hey, mm-hmm. Alberto, I've been thinking about studying another profession. Now, it's hair laser removal for women. Okay, I'm not really, you know, it's all cool when they get it on their arms and their face, but when they do it on the thighs in the private area, I would sit down and study to be one of those doctors.
You're gonna drop out of another class?
No, this one might make me. I mean, you know, if you in my study, contract it's only women with thick thighs.
With the laser.
Oh, I got to use a laser?
Yeah, isn't that what they do? They laser.
No. You can't use your.
Is
hands.
There one I could just prep the thighs and stuff? Is there a prep?
Or you
job?
Just wanna?
That'd be a.
You wanna rip the? You wanna okay, rip the well, tape?
You can go to American Career College for that. You don't have to take university courses.
Oh, okay. That's just the guy that comes and rubs the thighs and stuff and makes sure it's nice and ready and slaps them a little bit.
I guess, yeah.
Slaps to see him wiggle. Well, okay, American College, here I come.
So you want to be the one that applies
that's one of the new courses.
You want to be the one that applies the honey or whatever that they used to rip the honey. Sucker off?
Oh, Eddie, it's not waxing. This is a laser removal, Eddie. Get out of here. I think that's a whole nother class when you do the Brazilian wax on them.
A Brazilian wax?
That would be a good job, too. You know when you put her legs in the little stirrups? Mm-hmm. And then you get the long strip and you have to put it in the crack?
Mm-hmm.
And you just rip it. That's it, right?
You just rip it.
Well, I mean, you pull it off.
Yeah. What if she rips one while you're ripping it?
Steve would get turned on.
Could you? Man, that must hurt, huh? Women are pretty strong in those kind of ways.
Imagine if
somebody put a tape in your crack and then it stuck to all the hair and they just ripped it out real fast. Better yet, for you, they ripped it out slowly.
Oh, God.
Tug, 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 tug.
Yeah, they do. They just tug it. Each hair pops out.
That would hurt. I would imagine that would hurt.
Imagine doing that to Will. Oh, God. That's a whole lot of hair.
With
right
that horror story, that's been the show for today.
Yeah. Imagine somebody who had to give Will a Brazilian wax.
Someone said practice on Will.
Yeah. You know what? What I picture, if they did that to Will and they put the waxing strip in his crack and they pulled it out, there would be no hair on it because that hair is so coarse and thick. He'd need something like a Gorilla Glue on there or something. Will would need Gorilla Glue wax.
Gorilla Glue.
To pull out that.
Peel everything off.
Oh, gosh. Eddie, before we get out of here, have you talked to your friend, David? I know he calls you. Yeah, I was just wondering.
He's messing up his microphone. He doesn't want to answer.
Yeah. Nope. I have not talked to him.
What the hell's that?
That's his microphone right there.
So anyway,
listen.
We were talking about Will's Brazilian wax. What did I ask him? I'm forgetting things. I'm thinking about Evangeline right now.
You were saying that you need Gorilla Glue to rip it out.
Would you do that job if you would be Will's personal waxer?
No.
What if it paid a lot of money? Let's say I paid you $30,000 a week to be Will, because it would take every week for him to de-hair him.
It grows back in a week?
Yeah, it grows back in 6 days. And on the seventh day, Eddie's got to work. Other
for
than
God, grand?
Eddie's the one that's got to work. For $30,000
for
a week.
$30,000?
Yeah. And you know, he's got a hairy back and chest probably.
But we got to put it live on a webcam.
Yes. And we'll get you the thing where he puts his legs up in the stirrups, like when women get the what is that called when they check their private area?
Put my smears, my welding like mask. Put my welding mask on.
that exam room is gonna smell worse than Steve's neighbor house.
Yeah, you imagine when he gets on there and spreads his leg, the whiff you're gonna take. Oh boy. What is that smell I keep saying with Vincent Price?
The funk of 40,000 years.
Yeah, that's the funk of 40,000 years you're going to smell, Eddie.
The funky funk.
You might have to just light him on fire. Burn that forest down.
Yeah. I don't think lighting a match is going to help.
Burn the hair off?
Yeah, you light a match around that, those fumes, you might blow the whole room up. You better hope that he doesn't have a bellyache when you're down there waxing him. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Lissa should be back, and the whole gang will be here. Four strong. Let me see here.
Don't make any promises you can't keep.
I said we should be here.
We don't know what
Lissa should be here.
We don't know what Eddie's up to.
Yeah, Eddie. You know, Eddie is...
Eddie, you gotta be a man. Just tell me, you know what? I can't stay.
Eddie's rogue. Eddie's the rogue of the show. Sometimes he just goes rogue. And
or, you know, his brother might have a new shipment of electronics. he has to go.
I'm pretty consistent. I don't miss too much. Hey,
can you do me one favor, Eddie? When your brother brings another bucket of goodies, mm-hmm. see if they have anything that we can use to de-hair Will. I don't know, things from China or whatever, or Hong Kong.
Get those little groomers, the little for the hair.
A weed whacker?
Yeah, what would you use? A weed whacker to trim him down? What the
Straight
hell?
Straight up lawnmower for the back.
Oh, boy. Maybe if we just put him in a bathtub full of a bunch of Nair. What do you think? Do you think that would work? Or would it?
Yeah.
Would you do that, Eddie, if we paid you to put Will in the bathtub naked? And just watch as the hair just dissolves on him?
He could do it himself.
Yeah, but we want you there for the comedy.
He has to put lather up Will with Nair.
Yeah, you got to use the sponge to rub it on his back and take the hair off.
No, you know what? We'll give him like those little latex gloves, but that's all he has to use.
Yeah, just when you go around his balls area, just be careful.
You got to go in every crevice.
Crevice and everything. I just hope Will doesn't get too excited.
We have to up the pay for Eddie. I don't think 30,000 is going to do it.
Eddie, what would happen if you were doing that? You were doing the Nair on his balls and he got an erection. Would you just turn away or would you move your hand?
I'd say quit.
Eddie would just look at the ground.
Eddie, give the check back. That's all right. I'll pay you. I'm not doing this.
No, he won't give the check back. He'll just disappear.
Oh my gosh, let me see here. You guys gotta tell me when these banners, you need to take the banners off, okay? Here we go. Natural Wonders. Evangeline left.
I'd file for harassment pay.
Oh god, what happened if you're doing that and Will accidentally finished? You can't tell because it's mixed with the Nair and you start rubbing it on his chest.
Oh god.
Okay. I don't wanna be. What are we talking about Will for? Oh man.
You.
Okay, let's see here. Let's find our Eddie ending stuff. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next Thursday. Hopefully, we're all here. Like Alberto says, we never know what's going to happen. So hopefully, all four of us are here. Go to Natural Wonders, our sponsor, naturalwonders.com. Get 25% off your order, not just the first time, but every day, as long as you put in the promo code, the M25 show. And with that, we'd like to thank our guest, Evangeline, for coming on. Go check out her music on all streaming platforms. Just type in Evangeline. And with that, we're going to get out of here, Alberto. What do you think?
Evangeline with an A, right?
Evangeline with an A. We said her name. We had it under the ticker. So if you want to scroll back and type in the name, it's A-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-N. Evangeline. Okay, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next Thursday. Stay safe. And you know what, Alberto? I've been thinking about this saying that I want to say at the end of every show, and you're going to have to help me, okay?
No.
Because I forget things. I want to say that life is too short to be shy. Now, I don't know if people can understand that, But life is too short to be
shy. Be shy, people. Be shy. Don't be like
Don't be shy. Go out there and have fun, because it could be over tomorrow.
And I can only hope so.
Just have fun.
Yeah, it is paused.
Stop it, Alberto. I don't want to think of those things.
Steve.
Hit the music.
Eddie. It is paused. It is paused.
Okay, look at that. We all talk about different things at once.
There's three different shows going on, folks.
I'm talking about death. Alberto's talking about...
No, you're talking about life. Death. I'm talking about death. Eddie, shut that thing off.
I'm talking about life, death, and Eddie's listening to music. Okay, so we're going to play Pause from Evangeline later on. And hello, Tammy Moline. You have a great day, too. We're going to get out of here, because this is when people start commenting a lot, is when we're out of here. Isn't that funny?
Yep.
Okay, Eddie, we're going to get out of here, okay?
All right.
Put down the phone, Eddie.
Okay.
I'm trying to pause it and it won't.
Oh, here we go with the jokes. He's trying to pause the song pause. All right, Eddie, that's enough for today. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
All righty.
Face stupid reality again.